Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. Carter and I have a rockin' show. We're going to get straight into it, so thank you for hanging out. Here is some rad music that'll make you think about fun. Kick it! Once upon a time, in the magical world of Carter, lived a story of Olive Loaf. Carter, oh my gosh. How did we end up in the supermarket? I was just in my bed.
I don't understand. Oh, our beds are right behind us. I guess our beds got moved into the grocery store instead of our house.
That's weird. Something's up, Carter. Why are we here?
Attention shoppers. Sale on plastic cups and silverware on aisle 4. Also, Carter and Sean.
Find the olive loaf.
Oh my gosh, did you hear that?
You want us to find olive loaf.
Carter, it's
you would eat it. So you gotta put a mask on so you can't eat it.
Why would I put a mask on? Olive loaf is delicious.
Because you're not eating it. He wanted it. So we're bringing it to him.
Oh, okay. So we're secret shopping or like we're like Instacart.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got what's going on here. Okay, let's do this. Carter, you know what aisle should start on?
What?
The deli aisle.
Oh.
But hold on.
Yeah.
It's in the back corner. And I'm going to be honest. You know what comes up first?
What?
Candy bars. And I'm going to look at all the candy bars. First, here we are. Got little Snickers. Little Twix. What's this one here? What's that? Is that your favorite?
Ooh, it's Butterfinger. Oh. And a Zero Bar.
Oh, remember that time that we had a Zero Bar at the fire pit? And you were just like, this is delicious.
Yeah.
And you were like, man. What was the other thing you said about? You said Zero is...
Zero Bar?
Is what? What'd you say about it?
Delicious. It's
delicious. Man, I'm surprised I forgot something like that. It's like the time we played Floor is Lava. Oh, no. Carter, do you hear that?
What?
Oh, no, the tiles. The floor tiles. They're turning into... Lava! Quick, Carter, jump on the cashier stand! Oh my gosh. Good thing it's only that section. That's pretty weird.
Okay.
Oh, Carter and Mr. Dad Sean, how are you?
Oh, hey, yes, on here, Smith.
Hey, I just left the Wii to come to the supermarket. I was going to get some root beer barrels. Well, it's good to see you out. It's been a little lonely in the basement without you there all the time.
Oh, Mr. Sean Dad, you are great.
Carter, why did the Sean Dad thing, Dad Sean, why did that take off? Who called me that?
Sean Dad? Christopher Pickles.
Oh, that's right.
right. But did I say that was okay, or did he just start doing that?
Do what?
Oh, they got there. Did you hear that burp?
Oh, yeah.
Do you got one for me? That's a boy. All right, listen, I see the floor there is lava. Come this way on the drawbridge.
Wait, there's a drawbridge?
Yeah, right here, so you can come down from the cash wrap. Come on.
Okay.
Wow, all right. Well, that was kind. Carter, go first. All right, well, I guess I'm going to... S-Han, thank you. It was good to see you. Oh, yes, I got to go get some bread for my bread party. You guys are invited, but it's in your house, and it's a little weird that I didn't tell you about it till right now. All right, ta-ta, going for bread.
S-Han, S-Smith?
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Have you seen Olive Loaf?
Oh, yes, it's in the deli section. It's four aisles over.
Okay, let's go.
Good luck. Olive Loaf is delicious.
Bye.
Okay, well, that guy has all the answers. Can't find a home. Lives in our entertainment systems, but, you know, no judgment. All right, so candy bars, floor is lava.
We have to go in the deli aisle.
Okay, I got about four aisles to go. So we got four to go. So the next aisle up is what? What we're looking. What's here on the left, Carter? What aisle is it? Tell me what aisle you see here in the supermarket.
I see the meat aisle.
No, that's the deli. I see something. I see the toilet paper aisle. Toilet paper fight. Oh, you. Got me in the mouth. You got me right in the kisser.
Mommy. Mummies.
Mummies? Oh.
I am mommy daddy. mommy daddy. Mommy daddy.
That's funny.
All right, now I'm going to cover your arms in them, and you're going to be a weirdo. Now your arms are covered. That's it. That's all I had. I don't know. You took the good one. Maybe we. All right, let's go to the next aisle.
I had a wristband on it. First, let's take off the toilet paper. You never know if it's used or unused.
You're right. I picked it up off the floor. Oh, my goodness.
That's gross.
All right, let's get out of this aisle. Let's go to the next one over. You know what I see here, Carter? Potato chips. You know what kind of chips I'm gonna get?
What?
Getting some Frito-Lays. Gonna get some corn chips. What are you gonna get?
Fritos and some Cheetos.
Oh, I broke the bag Cheetos. Open and they're on the floor. What do we do with the corn chips on the floor?
I guess eat them.
I guess we gotta eat this huge mound of potato chips. Here we go.
Good.
We just ate floor Fritos. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Wait, Carter, do you see those?
What?
Right here at the end of the aisle. Those are jalapeno-flavored Doritos. Do you take the jalapeno-flavored challenge?
Ew.
If you do it.
You can take it.
If you eat one, I will give you $20.
No deal. Ew. Totally, I'm not into hot stuff.
Hot stuff? I love hot stuff. How about this? I'll give you $35 if you eat one jalapeno Dorito.
If you do it for real, got it.
Okay.
$35.
The bag is open. What?
Good.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
There's no snot streaming out of your nose?
No.
There's no tears coming out of your eyes?
No. The boogers are coming out of that mannequin.
Hey, I'm a Klein mannequin.
Hey, you.
Hey, talking mannequin.
Super weird. Super weird. Let's keep walking. Let's get away from the crying mannequin onto the next aisle, which
talking
is...
Talking mannequin.
He's crying. Let's go to the next aisle.
I thought I saw boogers.
Crying boogers, wasn't he? I guess I said it wrong.
Crying boogers.
On the next aisle, they have toys.
Yeah.
Oh, these are great toys. There's race cars and Barbie dolls and Titan
Ew,
Hero series
Barbie
figures
dolls.
And books and magazine. Carter?
What?
Did you look at that figure right there?
What figure?
That Roman Reigns wrestling figure.
I already have.
Carter. He has two left hands. Oh my gosh. Carter, take a look real quick.
That is messed up.
Carter, look at the Barbie doll. Her legs are on backwards.
Ew.
Oh my gosh. What are we gonna do? We need to get out of this aisle right away.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hang on. Carter, they're looking at us. Carter, I think they're actually... You know what? They're looking at you. You know
what? They're looking at you. I'm just going to back away. They're definitely looking at you. Because I'm over here. I'm way over here now. Run to me! Run to me!
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay, that was creepy. All right.
I didn't realize...
All right, second to last aisle. Oh, wait. Hey, man. We made it to the deli counter.
You!
Oh my gosh, I'm so old and chubby. It's a dad bod.
At least we know why you don't the jumping jack challenge.
All right, that's fair. All right, deli counter, right here. Okay. Sir, my son has a question. Carter, I'm out of breath.
Can we order some olive loaf?
Sir! Hello! What is your name?
Carter?
Hello, Carter! I'm Nice Guy Guy, and I would love to cut you some loaf of olives!
Thanks!
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been drinking an olive loaf for like 3 weeks. It's been like 3 weeks, right?
I think 380,000.
Great! So what I'll need you to do is to immediately back up behind the red line.
Okay.
Great. Now that you're behind the red line, can you grab a ticket from the ticket machine?
Yes.
Excellent. What's the number?
91.
Ooh. As you can see on the sign above me, we're presently serving 92. I guess that means we'll serve you tomorrow. Ta-ta!
Sir, I think there's just been an error. I think maybe you guys move the thing forward.
There's never an error with Nice Guy Guy. Nice Guy Guy plays by all of the rules.
Wait, it's flipped over. I think it's turning a little bit. I think it's actually 91.
Oh, Nice Guy Guy was incorrect. Carter, I will get your loaf of olives. How many pounds would you like?
50.
Oh my, Carter, 50 pounds is heavier than our dog. What I need is...
Hey, Carter, Mr. Sean, Nice Guy Guy.
For the second time, hi.
Oh man, you look good, Carter. Did you get a haircut?
Never did. Wait, who did that? Oh, man, there's a beaver. Shoot. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta watch out for the in-store haircut beaver. Those things are out of control here at Supermarket Shopping Market.
Okay.
All right, so I'm really confused right now, S-Han. nice guy guy here evidently won't sell us anything less than 50 pounds of olive loaf.
No, I asked for 50 pounds.
Oh, even worse. So, Eshan, I'm confused. My son seems to think 50 pounds of food is a very small amount of food.
It's not a small amount of food, Carter. Nice guy guy can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that's heavier than you.
I knew that.
Well, that's a lot of food.
All right. So, Carter, can you just do me the favor?
Yeah.
Can you order a lot less than that? Like 1 pound?
Okay. Next time, I'll do that.
Oh, next time you can order 20 pounds, and then you can throw it at the beaver that cuts hair in the grocery store.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
All right, so what do you want to talk about while he cuts our meat? This is a pretty big moment. You've never ordered at the deli counter at the grocery store. It's pretty big.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
When? Did you go to the store with Mommy and I don't know?
Well, I have been to the supermarket with you and Mom.
Oh. Well, you know what?
Okay, little human. Your loaf of olives is all done. Here it is. Enjoy your meat. I'm nice guy guy.
All right. Guy, it's cool to have met you. Now, Carter, where are we going with this meat?
I think the press denouncer asked for all of them.
Hello, customers, especially Carter and Sean. I was just trying to get you guys to get some olive loaf because olive loaf is delicious and Carter had never had any.
Wait, you just wanted me to have it?
Yes. It was super important to me that you had some. I'm the announcer here at the supermarket marketplace.
Wow. That's a really odd thing to do to a person.
Yeah.
Turn the floor into lava. Make them play with toilet paper mummies.
Yeah.
See the weird valley of the dolls.
Yeah.
And then it's all for nothing. Son, it's important for me to pass on to you the joy that is olive loaf. Olives cut up and put inside a loaf of meat. Well, ever since we first started talking about delicious meats, I thought, you know what? I gotta get this kid to have some meat with me. And I think I found the way. And I'm glad that we were able to share this time together.
Thank you.
I know. And I wanted to tell you something.
What?
I love you.
Love you too.
I know. And also... this is actually all a dream.
What the?
Yep. Time to wake up, buddy. I love you. I'll see you in a couple minutes.
There we go. Got down the ladder. Very silent. What happened? I wonder if everybody at the LLC is asleep. Hey.
Hey, bud. Good morning.
I had this crazy dream.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. It had you... S. Horn and Horn S. Smith. And this. And nice guy. I have no idea who's nice guy.
Nice guy. Okay, so, where were you? Like, what happened?
We were at the grocery store. Plesiosaur, and we had a quest to find the Olivo.
Oh my goodness, Carter. You know what?
What?
I had a dream last night. I was at the supermarket, and I was playing The Floor is Lava by the cashiers.
That's what happened.
And then I made mummies out of toilet paper.
That was what in my dream.
And then, do you know what happened?
What?
The dolls got scary.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But then, it all made sense. So I wanted to give you a gift this morning. It's something I fried up from what? The kitchen. It's fried olive loaf.
Yay!
Yes. Sorry about that. I just wanted to be Skeletor for a minute, Carter, and I've never done that. But yeah, here, try some olive loaf. It's like I've never fried it, so here's some fried on this side and here's some not fried. So just try a slice. It's green olives and it's so delicious.
Good.
Yeah, I know. So,
I love it.
Yeah, I had it for a couple hours and it's all good, but so you know what the moral of the story is?
What?
I don't have one. Hang on, let me make one up. Here we go. Ready? Carter, do you want to know what the moral of the story is, my son?
Yeah.
When it's all a dream, but the floor is lava, be a mummy and follow your father.
Funny one.
Welcome back to the show. I am Sean.
And I am Carter.
And you are far more handsome than any other boy in all the land.
Wait, really?
Yes, really. And I'm not biased as your daddy. I wouldn't say you're the handsomest boy in the world if you looked like a bucket of dog chow.
Wait, really?
If you looked like a bucket of dog chow, do you know what I would tell you?
What?
You look like a bucket of dog chow.
I will kick you.
But you don't look like a bucket of dog chow.
I will kick you.
So, I want to thank you guys for checking out our sponsor. It was super cool you for sticking around afterwards for the second half of the show. Every week, you guys keep rocking it. We love the views, we love the comments, we love the enthusiasm. Thank you so much, Carter. Was going to answer some emails this week, but he decided he wasn't going to because there's no emails. So if you guys want to hit us up, reach out at potatosaladmarmalade@gmail.com. That's the exclusive email for the show where you can send us exclusive questions, comments, concerns. You can send us free money. You can send us giraffes. If you'd like to send a giraffe, we'll take a giraffe. Carter, giraffe. Anyone's got a leftover Ferrari? Carter wants a Ferrari.
Yes. Please.
He would like.
Yes.
That's his new thing, his heart's desire. But so for the second segment this week, we've decided that with the popularity of the segment, every week we've been doing fantastical prompts with Carter to take his little 6-year-old mind to a great place. So I thought, why not do some more imaginative prompts with my Bubba? We'll call this segment Imaginative Prompts with My Bubba. Carter, the questions today won't be long, but I hope your answers are. Carter, the school year has started remote for most kids in America. And you have had a pretty good experience so far.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends at school, you guys could all use a break. And I'm sure right now if you could all get together, you'd want to do something cool. So Carter, if you could throw a party for your entire school, what would it be like? What would you do for the school?
Waffle party.
A waffle party. Okay, tell me about your waffle party. Would it be at the school?
Yes.
Okay, and who's invited?
Everybody in my class.
Okay. Just your class or the whole school? Because the question's for the whole school.
Okay, the whole school.
Okay, so we're going to have this at the school itself, or are you going to another location?
Well, everybody can stay home, and we'll just hand out waffles at their houses.
So who's going to do that? Because that's a lot of houses.
You and Mommy.
Me and Mommy?
Yeah, because you both have cars.
So for the waffle party, instead of delegating to the PTA, who would love to do something like this, you're going to make your parents spend gas and time to hand out waffles. Carter?
Well, I guess I'll let the PTA. I guess I'll let the PTA.
Yeah, the PTA would love to help you, the Parent-Teacher Association. Did you know last year your mom and I were a member of the PTA?
I know that.
And you know what I never went to? One meeting. And you know why? Because it's a trap. You know why? Because they just want you to stand out behind the table and sell baked goods.
Really?
Pizza. Yeah, and pizza. Pizza. They do nice things for the community. And by nice things for the community, I mean they sell baked goods and pizza.
You only spell pizza?
No.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
How do you spell pizza?
P-I-Z-Z-A.
P-I-Z-Z-A. And pizza was its name. Oh.
You can stop the thing now.
Okay, so I got an idea. So what if you went to the waffle party? You did the waffle party at a bowling alley, all right? And instead of bowling balls, you made everyone use waffles to knock over the pins. But the pins were made of French toast. Huh? But
yes.
To make okay,
yes.
but to make it hard to knock the French toast over, you put syrup on the bottom of the French toast.
Oh, yeah.
And here's another thing. I have another one. What if while you're there, you were able to get eggs over easy and you could throw them like frisbees at other people who were playing waffle bowling and distract them from being able to get super good scores?
Okay. Holy man. Yeah.
What do you think? What would you do?
Do? What would I do? I'll do them right. Figure it out. What would I do if I were a poo? What?
I'd wear a shoe covered in glue.
Yes. Yes, Dolly.
My favorite color is blue. My favorite villain is Gru.
Gru? Okay, what would you do if you got hit by an egg frisbee?
What would I do?
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. If it hit me in the head, I'd grab the edges. And I would open my face hole and I would slurp it in because I love eggs. What would you do?
If I got hit by an egg, I would name myself Ned and then go straight to bed.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Okay,
it's
we'll do rhymes. We'll answer in rhymes. Well, if I got hit in the head, I'd call myself Jed and paint my car red.
Wait, really? You're going to paint Bonnie red?
No, in this game, my car is a Lamborghini.
Oh, okay. His car is a Lamborghini.
it smells like a hot dog weenie.
And it smells like a hot dog weenie. That's a good rhyme.
Okay, so I got another one. So this party, after the bowling alley with the waffle balls and the French toast sticks, you guys are like, listen, after party at my house, and you're going to take them to your house, and your new house is the mall. And you live at Dave and Buster's. Why don't you tell me where your bed is?
Bed is?
Yeah, where do you sleep every night at Dave and Buster's?
Are you sure?
Yeah, your bed is at Dave and Buster's, and that's where you sleep. Where's your bed? What section?
Fidget spinner game. Remember that game that would have a giant fidget spinner?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Nice. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would live inside it, and I could just jump out and just start playing Injustice.
That's cool.
You've never heard of Injustice, it's a game that's for DC instead of Marvel. And I have the Marvel one, and I used to have the other one, which was the DC. Injustice and Marvel, Champions of the Galaxy were my two favorites, but I lost my Champions.
You lost the game, or what'd you lose?
I got rid of Injustice.
Oh, on your iPad.
It was a pain in the butt.
Oh.
I had an iPad Mini 3.
Yeah, and I have an iPad Invisible, doesn't exist.
No, you have a Kindle. Wait, you have a composition design Kindle. Kibble.
That's funny.
Kibble.
So.
If you made mayo in what's that store that would have the panda for the logo?
Panda Express?
Yes. If you made mayo at Panda Express, what type would you make?
Okay, we'll end this segment on this answer. Delicious. All right, everyone, we're going to check in with a supporter message.
What the? That's not an answer.
Yes, it is. The answer is delicious mayo. Yummy, gummy, tasty mayo. It's the best thing in the world.
I was thinking, like, maybe food flavor.
Oh, you want a flavor?
Yes.
Jalapeno.
Yes. Yes,
jalapeno.
I'll go with that.
Okay, now,
jalapeno.
We will be right back after this quick, brief, amazingly short supporter message.
Welcome to the Supporters Corner.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Supporters Corner here, Potato Salad Marmalade. Just want to reach out to our friends and loyal listeners. Say thank you to those of you that are already supporters. For those of you that are loyal listeners, for $1 a month, Carter, tell them what they can do.
They can help us grow our podcast.
They can help us get new shirts so that we don't smell so much.
And a Ferrari.
And these are the kind of things that are important to us because, one, I have a wife and she needs me to be washed. Washed. And two, Carter's got a reputation in the community to uphold, and that's of a clean boy with a Ferrari. All kidding aside, we're having a lot of fun, so thank you guys so much for your support so far. Potato Salad Marmalade would be nothing without you listening and checking us out. What do you say, Carter?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for doing it.
Thank you. No, thank you.
supporter.
That's so great that you guys are willing to take a few seconds. As always, we appreciate it. Carter.
Yeah?
We're wrapping up the show this week. Super important. What did you learn this week?
I learned...
Nope. Make stuff up.
I learned that we did not eat spaghetti for dinner because it's not actually bedtime.
I learned that bicycles can go upside down on the pavement when covered in butter.
Ew. But okay.
You know what else I learned?
What?
Spiders are actually small T-Rexes.
Ew.
Lastly, did you know that deer are part velociraptor?
Ew.
Hit me with one last one before we go.
I learned that my daddy would make jalapeno flavored mayo.
Sounds so good. I'm glad you brought it up again. But most importantly, do you know what I learned, Carter?
What?
We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 ba
burrito. Jalapeno.